Hey guys, welcome to the Lindley Podcast, episode 1. My name is Skylar Wallace, and I'm the founder of Lindley, one of the co-founders, I suppose. With this podcast today, this is going to serve as our introduction podcast for our entire podcast series that we're going to launch. The goal of this introduction episode is to give you a little bit of background about me, on what my experience is in the mortgage industry. After we cover that, and I hopefully build some credibility with you all, my goal is to then talk a bit about Lindley and how that came about and what we're trying to accomplish with Lindley. And lastly, I just want to hit on the long-term goals of this podcast series that we're producing here at Lindley and what we're hoping to do. So myself, I've worked in the mortgage industry for the past 10 and a half years. I actually started out my career straight out of college. I graduated from a school in Kansas City called William Jewell College and was fortunate enough to get a job for the biggest bank around, Wells Fargo. They're also one of the most notorious banks over the last few years. I worked for a division of Wells Fargo called Wells Fargo Financial, which specialized in the subprime sector. So we dealt with folks that had lower credit, needed a little bit more guidance and help to get financed, and a little bit riskier as well. So while I was at Wells Fargo Financial, I very, very commonly would close mortgage loans with rates in the high sevens, low 8%, close one at 8.5% even. And so those are difficult to sell. And the things that you hear about today with Wells Fargo in the news were the things that were taught very early on for me. So the sales was huge. It was very competitive there. And they really, really ingrained in us how to sell a loan and how to convince people to take out debts that may not be in their best interest. The trick at Wells Fargo Financial was that I was paid 100% commission. And so my number one priority at that time was to close loans. That's all I really cared about. And I was really good at it. I closed a lot of loans. I was working my way up the career arc there at Wells Fargo Financial. Then in July of 2010, I got married. We went to Mexico, had a big destination wedding and honeymoon. And when we came back, I literally landed, walked off the airplane and turned my cell phone on, and my phone rang almost instantly, and it was my boss. So I had just gotten back from my honeymoon. My boss with Wells Fargo Financial called and let me know Wells Fargo had just announced that as part of the recession of 2008, they were closing the entire division of Wells Fargo Financial, consolidating things over to Wells Fargo Home Mortgage and Wells Fargo Bank. So I was laid off literally the second I walked off an airplane from my honeymoon. That ended my career at Wells Fargo. From there, I bounced around. I did a lot of online lending, similar to Quicken, national calling call center mortgage loan sales for a couple of years, then ultimately landed a job for a small community bank. This was a completely different environment than life at Wells Fargo. The first and biggest differentiating factor there was that I was not paying a commission anymore. So it was 100% salary. My production did not determine how much money that I made. What became interesting about that is that over time, I found that I started to be much less aggressive in my sales process, and I started to listen a lot more to what the customers needed. It became much more rewarding for me to truly listen to someone and set them up with the right mortgage for them and what their goals were, as opposed to just trying to close the biggest mortgage possible with all of the extra insurance possible to up my commission as high as I possibly could. So after doing that for a few years at the community bank, I really started to question what I had done early in my career. And I really started to feel a lot of remorse for the types of loans that I had sold to the variety of people that I had dealt with at Wells Fargo. And then shortly after that, all of the news stories started coming out about Wells Fargo and the things they were doing on the deposit side to their customers, opening secret accounts to hit goals. And I realized that things that were happening when I was there in 2009, 2010 were still happening today. And so I decided that I really wanted to try and do something about that. And that really brings us back to Lindley. So my goal with Lindley, I looked around the market and I realized that there were very few companies that were completely devoted to just providing education and resources and guidance and help to people that wanted to get qualified for a mortgage loan, but just didn't really know where to turn. So what I really want to try to do with Lendly is create a platform that people can sign on to. And our only goal on the consumer face of our company will be to educate folks on what is the best mortgage for them, whether they are qualified, if they're not qualified, what they need to do to become qualified. So what types of things can we do to repair their credit? What types of things can they fix in their budget to be able to afford a mortgage loan? How much money do they need for a down payment? What would the best loan be for them? Should they look at a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage? And really just provide an unbiased place where people can get information that's accurate and trustworthy, that doesn't have any other motivations behind it, because we're not a mortgage lender. We're not closing any loans. We're not a broker. We're not making any money off of a closed mortgage loan. We're only interested in helping people. And that's really what our number one goal at Lendly is. Is to help people get what they really deserve. We want to treat people fairly and make sure that they make the best decision for them in the biggest and most important transaction of their lives, which is your mortgage loan. You'll never buy something more expensive than your home. That is almost fact for everyone, other than maybe the 1%. So the goal of this podcast here at Lendly is really just to provide education to folks. I'm going to be on here quite a bit talking about a number of different things in the mortgage industry, anything from very basic terminology, explaining escrow accounts and mortgage insurance premiums, 15-year versus 30-year mortgage loans, to current happenings in the mortgage industry. If there's some exciting news or something that's changing in the industry, I'm going to try and cover that on here as well. And really just provide over time, I hope to provide a library of information. People can log on, listen to the podcast, get the information that they need, and then go make the accurate and correct decisions for them. So I really look forward to building out this library over the next few months. We will be setting up an email dedicated specifically for this, so you'll be able to send in any questions that you have. You want me to cover them? That's great. I'll be more than happy to go into detail on anything that's interesting or anything you need help on. So thanks a lot. Again, my name is Skyler with Lendly. I look forward to the future.